On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. Find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
When you are a professional athlete, one thing you can't have is rabbit ears. You've got to be able to say fan heckling, things like that, doesn't get to you. You don't allow it to get to you. Unless you're Adam Jones. And we got into this discussion on Buck and Kincaid, our Atlanta show in 680 The Fan, home of the John Kincaid Show here. This week, and people were a lot of controversial ideas about it. In my mind, Adam Jones had another fan ejected. He had a San Diego Padres fan ejected for using profanity Wednesday night. And he urged spectators to keep it light. Jones says, these fans in sports, they're starting to get a little more brazen. I've said it many times, and obviously I've had altercations with fans. My biggest thing is keep the banter polite. We suck. I struck out. The team's not good. Keep it light. Keep it smart. There's kids in the stadium. But the second you start cussing me out like I'm a little kid, that's a no-no. So I went back and looked and tried to see how many other Major League Baseball players are having fans ejected from the stadium. It's a short list, folks. So where I've been in stadiums before where I have turned in fans for fan behavior, where I've had a child in the stands and an adult's behavior required the adult to be told, get out of here. You don't know how to act, or you're head first in a beer. And it's probably your eighth or ninth that you've enjoyed that night. But it's strange to me that Adam Jones keeps having these incidents. And if you're going to tell me that Adam Jones is being singled out and that fans all over baseball are just attacking Adam Jones, there could be two theories in that. One, Adam Jones has already shown them that he allows them to get under his skin. Or I'm supposed to believe that Adam Jones is targeted in a way that other outfielders in Major League Baseball and baseball players are not. I will choose to discount that second one. And I am doing that on a basis of assumption. Yes, I will make a logical assumption that Adam Jones is not being singled out and treated differently by heckling fans in other cities. But I will also work under the belief that Adam Jones is a victim of targeting from abusive fans because he lets abusive fans know that they get his goat. What's the last thing you do? What's the last thing you do to a bully? Do you let a bully see you're scared? Do you let a bully know that you're intimidated? Because if you do, then all of a sudden you're set for a lifetime of bullying. And if you show you've got rabbit ears, that one fan riding you or heckling you is going to bother you so bad that you can't concentrate on what a professional athlete is there to do in a forum that they participate in, you open the door. You set yourself up for failure with that. I am in no way excusing boorish fan behavior. It's a disgrace and it shouldn't be tolerated. But I find it funny that all these other athletes in professional sports aren't being targeted in this way. They're somehow not managing to hear what's going on behind them because guess what? They're getting heckled too, especially in some of these same venues. But Adam Jones just keeps having run-ins with fans. I would say it's probably the helmet you're wearing or the cap. Maybe it needs some flaps. Because the rabbit ears, are really, really picking up a lot of nonsense. If you want to share a thought, you can at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS here on the John Kincaid Show. Again, no excuse for disgraceful fan behavior. But heckling, if you can't handle it. And in Boston, he was heckled with racial slurs. And you know what the fans did in Boston? They pointed out the fan who was doing the heckling. And in the one story account that I read yesterday, before he even pointed out the fan, other people in the stands had already gotten security and was pointing out the fan. That's what happens. That's what good fans do, and hopefully they do.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.